In the alcoholic beverage industry, the manufacturers release two separate yet equally important drinks. The tasty beverages that we actually want to drink, and the horrible flavors we would like to forget. These are the taste tests. Man, I could really go for a coffee right now, but it just seems like all the coffee's just too soft.
Yeah, everything I'm getting is, you know, flaccid flavors.
Right, right. It's just limpy, and what I really need is a big, strong, hard coffee.
A hard coffee.
Yeah, a hard coffee. But, I don't know, what are you going to do? What could you put into a coffee to make it so hard and yet so American?
Oh my God. Pabst Blue Ribbon Hard Coffee.
Welcome to Case by Case, the Boozecast with Matt and Kenny. We are booze connoisseurs and are going to be trying several different pre-made beverages and seeing what is good and what is horrible. So, I'm Matt.
This is Kenny.
So, let's kick off the show. And we're going to go right to Kenny's News Corner. What do you have for us today?
Well, today in New Jersey, a school district says it has responded in a swift and serious way to the case of a vice principal who threw beer on people who were videotaping his wife. Her extended rant against a transgender woman's use of a public bathroom.
That's a lot of fucking words. Holy shit, like, I don't know how to make heads or tails of that was, any of yeah, that.
That was a big headline.
Wow. Okay, so there's a principal who threw beer on a woman who was upset at a transgendered person using the bathroom.
Yeah, a public bathroom, and he was married to her. Well...
Oh, he was married to the woman who did the rant.
Yeah, and what I'm kind of confused about is, was this at a school? Was he on school property and had beer? No. Guys, that's where I want to go to school.
Yes. Well,
or I would have wanted to go to school anyway.
So, tossing beer.
I was like,
if she's acting like an asshole, then maybe she
deserves I know, if I was married to Karen, I'd want to drink the beer and throw it.
Yeah, that's...
But maybe he was just heated in the moment.
Good Lord. And, yeah, there's so much of that crap where it is just... people's just running their mouth, and then they're so upset when something happens to them about it.
It's like, I am so right, damn it. You need... to take me seriously or I'm going to throw my beer at you.
Yeah.
It's like, that'll convince you of how right I am.
So.
I don't know. I might listen to somebody if they gave me free beer.
Well, internally or externally?
I'm not really picky when it comes to beer.
So, give me the details on, so what actually unfolded in this thing.
All right, so they were out to dinner, and she's complaining about this transgender using the bathroom, and somebody at a table next to him they picked up their phone and started recording them. And so she goes over there and she starts talking to the person recording, and you know, and you know, just complaining more, and maybe trying to
get them to stop or just trying to
prove her narrative is right. And then the husband walks over and throws a beer in the guy's face and recording. It's like, there you go, pal. There you go.
There you go. You son of a bitch. Goddamn kids, your goddamn cell phones, your goddamn recordings while my wife's being a fucking bitch. God damn it.
It's like, my lady doesn't want to go to the bathroom with your kind.
God. When I was your age, we didn't have cell phones. And you were man or woman, and you did the peenie and the vagini. So it isn't Adam and Steve, it's Adam and Eve. Okay, you hear me, you motherfucker? So there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
If you don't hear me, I'm going to throw my beer on you.
So let's get a verdict on this one. Is Karen family guilty of being Karen family, or is this person recording guilty for recording Karen family being Karen family?
And you know, and I, you know, that's not in the story is the transgender's opinion. It's like nobody talks about that, but anyways,
they were, you know, out of the picture, but clearly the
caused this conversation.
Yeah,
and then, but
very, very horrible.
I think all of them are kind of dipshits because
to have that and then your gut reaction to be screaming and then pour a drink on somebody, dump your beer out on them. There, yeah. We can't dismiss the case. Just everybody's guilty.
Everybody.
Y'all get the chair.
Yep.
Lethal injection. All of you. And this poor transgendered person.
Maybe, they have no clue.
Yeah, they maybe not have even known. They went to go take a leak.
And they started. They went on with their lives. Yeah,
they come out of the bathroom like, huh?
And it's like, what happened over there? How come the police are here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord. Yes, guilty as charged with being dumbasses. Oh, good Lord. Well, today is not a very special day. It's just a day because we have the winner of the Blue Ribbon on board today. There was a Blue Ribbon awarded. I don't know when, I don't know where, but Pabst showed the fuck up and they claimed it.
It's a participation ribbon.
Pabst. Nobody else showed up. Everybody's like, hey, beer awards today. Beer awards. Old man Pabst shows up. I'm here. Mr. Pabst, you just got a blue ribbon. I think I'll call that monkey shit I make in my bathroom toilet Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, that's where we're at. Because we have, I'd say it's probably the newest Pabst product. Because other than the well-known PBR beer, I don't believe Pabst has been making a huge variance on their products.
So, I don't know of anything else besides the beer.
Right. No. So, Pabst has decided to create, of all things, a hard coffee.
Cold brew coffee.
Cold brew. They're very specific. They want you to know what the fuck's going down. So, we've got a nice little 4-pack of Pabst Blue Ribbon. I'm going to set it in the middle so I'm not looking the side to side here. We can both see it. So, Pabst Blue Ribbon hard cold brew. It actually, I don't see the word coffee anywhere.
Yeah, you're right. It just says hard cold brew. And it says slightly sweetened.
slightly sweet, dairy-free. Thank you, Pabst, for us lactose intolerant people. We did not bring our lactaid to the hoedown. We got it. We're not going to shit our pants. We're okay. We can drink your drink. So, yeah, it's hard cold brew. Doesn't say coffee anywhere. So, 4.2 alcohol content. It's a little bit above beer. Big, tall cans. Let's open this package. See what these cans look like. It's a real... real shitty looking box, I gotta tell you the truth. It is just brown and white with this real dingy blue ribbon on there. I mean, it's not even like a bright bold blue. That is just a dingy fuck it, that's blue.
These are
it's a Red Bull can.
Yeah, I was gonna say this is skinnier than an Ultra can, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a
skinnier and taller. Pabst
Blue Ribbon Hard Cold Brew, brewed and packaged by 12's Beverage Company. 12's
12 LLC. 5? Well, that's funny. So that's not even
for Pabst.
Yeah. So this is some company that got the license to use Pabst's name. Look at that.
It is.
And they're not telling you where they're from.
No. Old Pabst Brewing Company is out of Neehaw, Wisconsin.
Yeah, that's because I believe that one of those brewers up there in Wisconsin bought the Pabst name. And I was told that they thought, somebody that was telling me the story, thought that when they bought the Pabst name, they changed the recipe so people wouldn't like it anymore. That's why it tastes like dog shit.
And now it's super popular. It's very
everybody's like, yeah. It's cool to drink shit that tastes like dog shit. Yeah,
it's PBR now, boys. Well, actually, more it's like douchey. All right, guys, it's PBR time, yeah. So, slightly sweet, dairy-free. Oh, yeah, I'm literally leery on taste this. 11 ounces, and there is nothing as far as ingredients on this can. Is there anything on the box?
That's,
I mean, is it on the bottom?
Probably not.
I mean, there's nothing. We don't know. I wonder
if there's a website that has
it's like, we don't know.
Ingredients.
I didn't think you could do that.
You know?
I thought you had to list what actually was in your drink to an extent, but I don't know. So, malt beverage with natural and artificial flavors. Some really... I'm really thinking there's nothing to do with Pabst other than the name.
Yeah.
I can't just imagine.
Totally stole the name.
Yeah. Well, bought it. They stole it from our hearts. And they turned it into cold brew. So, yeah, I guess really, other than the fact that it's painted brown like a shit-smeared bathroom, you wouldn't necessarily know it was coffee.
Well, I did find a something here on the internet from back when they did limited markets in the summer of 2020, and it shows the black cold brew coffee with a kick. And... let's see what else it says. We're launching now. Hard coffee is a ton of buzz and early success. We want to build off of that by extending this brand. Cold brew coffee has experienced the fastest growth amongst blah, 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 non-alcoholic, blah, blah, boring, boring, boring. Let's go over here to this part. Ready to drink hard cold brew coffee with Pabst Blue Ribbon Kick. The alcohol content is 4.2%. Flavored black cold brew coffee with a hint of sweetness. The calories, 100. Naturally occurring caffeine, less than 30 milligrams per can. The shelf life is 1 year, so hopefully this is still a baby. suggested PTC line price with PBR hard coffee. I don't know what that means at all. Oh, the target consumer, 21 to 29. Well, I'm screwed.
Yeah,
I am not going to like it.
We're past the PBR hard brew prime.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
So this fall, this is, I'm reading a different article here. This is with 2019. So this has been like in experimental for a while. So this fall, marketing National Coffee Day, Pabst Blue Ribbon will once again reinvigorate the hard coffee space. Once again, when the hell did they reinvigorate the hard coffee space? Oh, what hard coffee space are we talking about?
Here's more. It says, we've gotten a lot of requests for non-dairy version of our hard coffee.
Oh, so they had this. So this is the non-dairy.
This is the non-dairy version. Yeah, it says nearly 1 in 5, 19% of Americans say they're consuming less dairy for health reasons. Yeah, so they don't shit their pants.
Okay, so they did have a hard coffee. PBR Hard Cold Brew has more going for it than just a smoother taste. Unlike PBR Hard Coffee, which contains milk, PBR Cold Brew is dairy-free. Yes, we might be reading the same article on different levels. I don't know, and I don't care. So, but yes. So they did have a hard coffee.
I want to try the one with dairy in it.
Yeah, just I wonder if they even make it anymore.
Probably not.
Yeah, I'm sure this probably replaced it. So,
But they. I bet you their chemist said, "Hey, if we do the non-dairy version, we can make 3 times the profit." And they're like, "Oh my gosh, how are we going to spend that?" Well, 19% of Americans want to be healthier.
Yes. Yeah, very. That fucking little tiny bit of dairy in that.
Yeah. Pabst, so we're gonna make it out of corn now.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Ooh, yeah. So I actually earlier off pod we were talking about Natty Light and the seltzer market they were in. And I just remembered Pabst is in the seltzers too.
Really?
They're doing some seltzers.
I've not seen
them, but I've heard of it. So they're doing the same thing. So they are. Clearly, it's just people buying the name, making some shit up, and boom, Blue Ribbon.
That's first price. That's amazing to think about that. So maybe that's the same thing with the Natty Light, because I was kind of shocked to see Natty Light bring out anything other than their watered-down beer.
Right, yeah. It probably is. It's like some other company. We don't have a name, but we've got this thing we want to put out. What can we buy to sell it? Oh, well, PBR. There you go. Or Natty Light. Because let's take the worst shit. These are marketing strategists. Let's find the most disrespected out of beers.
Not only is it the most disrespected, but it's probably the cheapest label to buy.
Yeah. So we're going to ride the goddamn Blue Ribbon coattails to the moon, baby. We'll make that goddamn coffee. It's going to be so fucking great. Oh, all right. Well, I'm going to take one last drink of something decent.
I know, I'm out.
Before I take a...
Oh, wait a minute, I got some.
All right, just finished the decent beverage. All right. Well, Kenny, you cracked yours, I'm cracking mine.
Yeah, I nervously opened mine early.
All right, so here's the first sips of the PBR Hard Cold Brew. Not coffee, brew.
I got a big whiff of flavor before I even took a drink.
Yeah.
It's actually not too bad. The first drink is good.
It's not overly sweet. I'll say that. That's a plus. I would not want it overly sweet. Smells real weird.
Yeah, I smell coffee, and it smells good.
I smell coffee.
But it's weird. It's almost like I taste some bitter chocolate.
Yes, I'm right on board. Exactly. There is chocolate.
Maybe that's the malt that we're tasting, like a chocolate malt. But yeah, I mean, it's...
Yeah, it is so strange. I mean, it's not bad.
No, it's not, but it's...
It's a hell of a lot better than that Casey's sweet ass iced coffee can that I got, or non-alcoholic that I got yesterday. That was just sickeningly sweet.
And what I really miss is the Caribou brand of canned cold coffee. That was some good stuff.
There's another one, which I cannot remember it, but it comes in a glass bottle. Because I think the Caribou did too, didn't it?
It was like a aluminum bottle.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're right. It was like the Miller Lite aluminum is what it looked like. But there was another one that was in a glass bottle. And I could only find it in Nebraska. Because I had to drive through for one of the clients a while back. I had to drive through Nebraska fairly consistently. And when I stopped at the gas station there, I'd find this stuff. And it was cold brew, and it was not sweetened. But it was so good. It was just black coffee, no sweetened, cold, glass bottle. It was just delicious.
I'd like to try that. It sounds good.
Yeah, I'll have to. Yeah, I can. For the life of me, I can't think of what that name was. But yeah, it was good. The aftertaste is good. That's one thing that sometimes you can get that taste. It doesn't taste bad, and that sits in your mouth, and it's just disgusting.
Yeah,
this tastes like I drank coffee.
And what surprises me is I took a drink of my IPA right before I opened this up and took a drink of this, and this it just kills off any of the IPA that was lingering. And it's still good.
Yeah. No, there's... Now, here's something. So, I just did. So, try this. Take a drink, and then just keep it in your mouth a little bit, and then taste that, and you can really taste that alcohol if you keep it in your mouth. Like, that alcohol just hits the tip of the tongue. But it goes away real quick. It's like, while it's in my mouth, it's not good.
That's weird. That is, because it is horrible to leave it in there.
Yeah. I just kind of held it in. I kind of, not swished it, but just, try to taste a little bit.
Just let it sit on the palate.
And it is bad.
Ooh, yeah, they'll do that. Not recommended.
Yeah, it's almost like you want this in a shot.
You just want to take a small drink and swallow it and get it done.
Give me a shot of that PBR cold brew.
And swallow it like a girl.
Let's play quarters with some cold brew. You know what? I want to try, though. I want to try this on ice.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
I think, how when you go actually get a nice, really good cold brew coffee.
Yes, true.
It's in a cup filled with ice. I'm wondering how that would be.
I'm sure it was going to help because it's going to water it down a little bit.
Yes, and it might take a little bit of that bite off. And that's something I've been thinking about, some of these seltzers and these other drinks. I think we should do straight out of the can or bottle. I think we should do with a cup of ice.
Then and the other half with ice, yeah.
And I think you're right. It tastes, because I think some things, just like mixed drinks, there's certain reasons why, you shake it and then you strain it. You strain it into a cup of ice. You don't have it with a cup of ice. Shaved ice, different things. Because that ice has a big part of what is going on in that drink. Either, cooling it down to keep it the right temperature to make it taste good. Yeah. Or dilute it. Because if you're shaking a drink with ice, it's mixing all that water in it to dilute it just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this, it might make it that super nice cold, and then just take the edge off a little bit. Maybe if you took a drink, it wouldn't have all that alcohol taste. Because that is very prominent when you first drink it. The aftertaste is great. I have to say, I'm pleased with that. It does not taste, and it really doesn't taste gross in any capacity, but I will say, if you keep it in your mouth too long, it tastes weird.
that sounds
like a double entendre.
I can't describe that flavor. That if it's just, it's almost the it's almost like they took coffee grounds and cigar ashes.
Yeah. And there's a beer. It's like a skunky beery type thing.
Too. Yeah.
It's that out. And I guess that's malt liquor. If you just, I guess maybe if you just had, you know, like there's grain alcohol and that's mixed into things. Maybe if you just had malt liquor alcohol, maybe that's what it tastes like. If you were just to get the straight alcohol out of the malt liquor.
Yeah, I taste the malt. Taste like I think you're right. I think that's because, but if what I'm getting is if I did it again so I could get another opinion.
Yeah, the second
I don't know why I had this. To do that to myself, but it's bitter. It's a bitter, and then but then you can taste the malt, which I don't know. That's hard to explain.
Yeah.
Because it's
it's
a weird.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I'm right with you. Every bit of it, everything you're saying is right. And there's almost that, you know, I can almost taste like it's beer. I have full confidence that there's no beer aspect to this at all, but it does have that. So I don't know if that's in the flavoring, if that's in just the way the alcohol is going in there. But coming into this, I was really concerned because I have a hard time with sweet alcoholic drinks. I can't do them. I can maybe have one. So I'm really happy with the sugar content on this. It's not overpowering. It might be even a little more than I would want, but I'd say the slightly sweet is pretty spot on.
Yeah.
It's not sweet. It's definitely
not oversweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I'd be curious too is there caffeine in this?
Well,
is this real coffee or is this coffee flavor?
That's what
I don't know. And of course, we have no goddamn ingredients or anything.
I did read this one thing. It does say on this thing I have open up. It says naturally occurring caffeine, less than 30 milligrams per can.
About as much as 12 ounce Coca-Cola. Is that what yours said?
Mine just says 30 milligrams per can. Yeah.
Because mine says that, and then it says about as much as a 12-ounce Coca-Cola. So we're not on the same thing. We're just getting the same information.
Yeah.
So it's a Coke. Okay. That makes me feel better, too, because in the evening, if I'm trying to unwind, having a drink, a bunch of caffeine isn't what I want going into my body. I don't want to be drunk and wired.
I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah. And I don't want to be Jaeger bombing it all night long and, you know, dying from caffeine and alcohol competing. So, right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. And we're back. All right. What a wonderful commercial. It was very heartwarming from Pabst Blue Ribbon. They just decided to sponsor the podcast.
I didn't know they were that good at commercials.
It was amazing. I wept. I wept when that little boy said, "Daddy, God bless America." I just openly wept. Take a little bit of a break. It was beautiful. Well, I think we're ready to lay down the verdict on this. We've had the evidence of the drinking, the research, the lack of ingredients. We've had very poor
mystery
evidence there.
Ingredients.
Yeah, the ingredients are a huge mystery. Is it corn? Is it not corn? It's corn.
I guarantee it's a type of corn.
It's corn. You know it's corn.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would say drinking it wasn't unpleasant. The taste was okay. The aftertaste was way better than the actual taste. I will say, I'll take one more little drink here.
It tasted better before the commercial.
It's because we kept drinking it. Got that first shitty one out of the way. You fucking cleanse your palate and drink it again. So, yeah, the aftertaste is fine. It tastes like coffee. It tastes like I drank some coffee. A little sweeter than I want, but that's what I had. Okay, yep, I can deal with it. The taste drinking it, it is, it's a little unpleasant. And a portion of it when you actually get that alcohol. Oh, and I just did a silent burp, and that was not pleasant.
That PBR. You know.
Because that's all that came up was the unpleasant part of that coffee.
For some reason, I just, you know, I'm picturing, you know how when you see like a coffee tasters and they got all these little different cups of coffee and they spoon a little taste and they sip it and then they spit it in a bowl and they get to do that again. And I'm like, all that coffee they put in the bowl, then they turn it into PBR.
It's the spit bucket. Pabst Blue Ribbon. We're the spit bucket of the coffee community. Enjoy.
We put some alcohol in there to kill the germs. And it's clean spit.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's their slogan, wasn't it? I don't know, I looked it up. Pabst Blue Ribbon. We're clean spit. Oh, shit. If you're going Brokeback Mountain, pour some of this on your hand. Jake Gyllenhaal approved. Pabst Blue Ribbon, I just can't quit you.
Oh, man.
Okay, I took one last drink. So, yeah, it's unpleasant with a okay aftertaste, which on some of the other stuff I've had, it was just unpleasant all the way. Would you want to keep drinking this?
I don't know. I'm having a hard time with the second half of the can, to be honest with you.
Plus, now it's not as cold. Like, they came straight out the fridge. They were cold.
Yeah.
This is a lot closer to... I mean, it's still cold, but it's nowhere near as what it was. And that's where I think that ice... That might do that. Next time, we'll probably need to get some... ice in cups.
Yes. Yep.
And then we'll have it. We'll do half and half. Because this might be a slightly different story. If right now I poured it into a cup of ice, it might be the same as when I first cracked it open. Or better.
Yeah.
Dilute it just a little bit. So.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to keep drinking it. I mean, we got a 4-pack. We cracked open 2. And I think those 2 are just going to. Somebody else is gonna be like, hey, what's that taste like? And then they're gonna go through a third of a can maybe, and then they're gonna stop. And that's why they sell it in 4-packs, because
you can't there get is four.
No way in hell anybody's gonna drink
6s.
Oh
time.
God, no! I seriously, if I saw it in a 6-pack, I may not have gotten it. I may have passed. I saw 4-pack, and I'm like, eh. Yeah, why not? I think it's got its niche as a one-time purchase.
Yeah.
I cannot see people going back and back and back. I gotta have that PBR hard cold brew. I don't see it.
No.
You tried it. Like, hey, did you see that? Yeah. Yeah. Nah. It's okay, but... That's really the reaction. It's just that, yeah, it's okay. Yeah, I had it. Oh, nah, I'll pass. Nah. Mm. It's some water. Is that a spit bucket in the corner? Is that a spittoon? Ding. Let me get a sip out of that.
Pour that in the glass for me.
Yeah, the color's about right. So, yeah. So, nope. I think verdict's in. It's a one and done.
Yeah,
for sure. It's a one and done. Less than one and done.
Yeah. Better than the seltzers
that
we tried.
Well, I may have to... object.
You know, that's true. The other day, because we had a couple leftovers, and and so there was a... I was like, We were sitting down on the back deck, and Amber was out of the beer, so I had a Bud Light, and I had the Bud Light seltzer, and I was out there, and I was like, which one do you want? She's like, I'll take the Bud Light, and I was like, all right, I'll drink. She's like, no, I'm teasing, I'll drink the seltzer. And I'm like, no, just let me have it. I know you really wanted the beer. So I drank it reluctantly, but I drank the whole thing, no problem. I mean, I was sitting there and just shooting the shit, and I don't think I could do that with this.
No, and you're not going to... This is not a... I'm out of beer, so I'm going to drink this.
No.
That is not going to happen.
Because you have to be in the mood for some cold coffee or fake coffee-ish flavor.
And you're not going to have this in the morning as a coffee substitute. Where does this fit into society?
It doesn't. If you really hated your job, you'd be like, I need coffee in my thermos. And I need to fucking... You know, pour this over my sorrows at the same time.
I'd pour some of that fucking caramel whiskey shit into my real coffee and have a much better day.
Yeah, Bailey's and coffee.
Anything. Anything. I can put a fucking hard, stiff one in my coffee a million different ways other than having Pabst put their fucking blue ribbon on it.
Yep.
So, yeah, it is a less than one and done.
I really
a try and goodbye.
I really wonder what the original company's first logo was before they decided, you know what, this isn't going to work. We need to see if Pabst will just let us put their blue ribbon on instead.
It was just like a big, like shit smear.
Yeah, kind of like a like the Avast logo, but only brown shit
color. Just a splat. It's like a Nickelodeon. It's like Nickelodeon. It's like instead of GAC or whatever that shit was, it's shit. It's, you go to the Pabst Blue Ribbon Choice Awards, they just dump diarrhea on you. It's like, oh, I got Pabst. So yeah, well, I think that pretty much wraps it up for this episode. We are, I don't think we're going to revisit the hard coffee.
Yeah.
And maybe if another hard coffee comes out, and give that a shot, we can see. But it doesn't make me hopeful for any of it. And
I don't know. I think if they came out with a better real coffee, because this has such a, that bitter... is almost fake flavor.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering if maybe they come up with something that actually has real coffee in it.
Yeah, because we don't know. That's the thing. We'd have more to go off of and judge if we knew the goddamn ingredients.
Yeah, because why do you have to brag about being dairy-free if it's coffee? It doesn't say milk. You know, it's not hard, cold milk brew.
Yeah, and it's not hard cappuccino.
And it's not even colored like it has creamer
no,
in it.
No,
it's colored like it's
it
coffee.
Is coffee. It looks just like coffee. It looks a slightly lighter than coffee, but it is dark. So, yeah. So, I'd say that wraps it up. You have listened to the Case by Case podcast, and next time we'll be back at it with another choice beverage. Straight out the can. And then maybe over ice. So we'll give that a shot. All right. Goodbye, everybody.
See you later.